So I'm going to intentionally try and be brief today. On today's feast day, the solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the universe, we have to spend some time thinking about this reality. We don't have too many kings running around these days, not too many monarchies to understand the significance of what this means for our life. But the realization that Jesus, who died for us and received from the hands of his Father all glory, all kingship, that every nation on earth, every language, every tongue would proclaim him. This realization of what Jesus has received from the Father and what will be established upon this earth needs to take root in our hearts. The truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, Jesus' kingship will never end. Why? Because he can't die. He has died once for all. He lives forever. What would it be like if you woke up tomorrow and realized that the President of the United States was never going to die and was going to be the President for the rest of eternity? Whether you like the President or not, it's a whole different reality, isn't it? It's a whole different reality. It would change everything. So much more so, Jesus. Because his kingship is not just simply an earthly kingship of governance. He comes to reveal the truth and to bear witness to the truth, so that not only would we be set free from slavery, of oppression, from those powers that be and such, but that we would be set free within our very self, that he would impart to us the truth through which we would be set free. So often when we think of top-down authority, that I'm going to tell you the truth, and people will say to me, Father, that's true for you, but that's not true for me. That kind of talk just makes me angry. The reason being is because if it is true for you or true for me, then there is no truth. And everything that we believe, everything that we know in Jesus Christ is just an opinion. Opinions do not set people free, my brothers and sisters. Access to the truth that spoke, that came into being, that brought you into being, the Word of God spoken at the moment of creation, this is the truth that will set you free. Because it is the same word of truth that brought you into existence. So, my brothers and sisters, we need to take time to reflect upon this. Jesus is establishing a kingdom, and we can either be a part of it or we can be against it. There's no middle ground. If you're not sure where you stand, then you're not building up his kingdom. It's an invitation for us to recognize the great gift that is Jesus, the truth he speaks into our life to transform and to change it. The truth will set us free, and we will reign forever in that freedom in Jesus Christ. By our baptism, we share in his priesthood, his prophetic ministry, and his kingship. You are a priest, prophet, and king in your baptism in Jesus Christ. He desires to share his kingdom with each and every one of us, my brothers and sisters. Not to make us slaves again. We were slaves, slaves to sin and oppression, slaves fearful of dying and death. No, Jesus gives to us his kingdom so that we would be set free. This is the good news that we have to share with the world. Let us not be afraid or ashamed to share it. Amen.